Today's daf is Shabbos Daf Lamed Aleph, and we are 15 lines from the bottom of Daf Lamed Amud Beis, Va'af Sefer Mishlei Bikshu Lignois. Today's daf is being learned as a Schus Refuah Shalema for Shlomo Ben Tzara Aliza, Avram Ben Gittel, Yechiel Yosef Ben Tzara, Gavriel Tzvi Ben Yutka, Henech Yisrael Ben Esther Necha, Yitzchak Elio Ben Chaya Sara, Avram Yekosil Ben Gittel, Avram Kaddish Ben Malka Bela, Zalman Hillel Ben Chave Yenta, Shloime Zev Ben Chaya, Moshe Aaron Ben Toiba Esther, and today's daf is also being learned Le'ilu Nishmas, Malia Bas Rav Yosef. So at the end of yesterday's daf, the Gemara said, Bikshu Chachomim Lignois Sefer Koheles, Mipnei Shedvarov Soisrim Zeh Ezeh. The Chachomim wanted to hide Sefer Koheles because they found contradictions in Sefer Koheles that they were having a hard time reconciling. So they decided, rather than try to figure out exactly what the Pesher Dover is, let's just hide Sefer Koheles. Stating that, they decided not to, because Tchilasei Divrei Torah, V'soifai Divrei Torah, and Rashi said, V'kolshkein Shiyesh Oid Bein Tayim Divrei Torah. There was too much Torah, and there was too much good that would be lost had they hidden Sefer Koheles, so they decided to save Sefer Koheles. Says the Gemara, Va'af Sefer Mishlei Bikshu Lignois. Not only did the Chachamim want to hide Sefer Koheles, but they wanted to hide Sefer Mishlei as well. So it's interesting. Bikshu Chachamim Lignois Sefer Yecheskel. We saw that earlier in the Masechta. Bikshu Chachamim Lignois Sefer Koheles. And now the Chachamim wanted to hide Sefer Mishlei as well. And the reason is, Shayud Varav Saisum Zazet, the same reason they wanted to hide Sefer Koheles, because they found steers. There were contradictions within Sefer Mishlei. So why didn't they hide it? Amri, they said, Sefer Koheles, Lav Aininun Vashkechinun Taimo. Weren't we able to reconcile and resolve the steers within Sefer Koheles? So presumably here too, we'd be able to find a way to try to reconcile the contradiction. So it's amazing. The Chachamim were going to hide Sefer Mishlei. We would have lost the Gros Pirush HaMishlei and Rabbeinu Yonah's Pirush HaMishlei and so much of the Torah Shebaal Peh. The Divrei Agada in Shas is based on Psukim and Sefer Mishlei. But because of some steers, the Chachamim felt they wanted to hide it. But they said that this precedence, we wanted to do the same thing with Sefer Koheles, and we were able to figure it out. So we'll probably be able to figure it out with Sefer Mishlei as well. Says the Gemara, my Dvarav Soisrim Zerazet. What was so challenging about Sefer Mishlei that it prompted the Chachamim to literally decide to put it in Geniza? Says the Gemara, I'll give you an example. Except the Pasuk says, Al Tal Kisil Ki Ivaltoi. Don't answer a fool. Meaning if a fool asks you a foolish question, ignore him. Because there's another Pasuk that says, Anaksil Ki Ivaltoi. No. If a Kisil asks you a question, just because he's a fool doesn't mean he doesn't deserve an answer. So which one is it? Do you ignore the fool or do you acknowledge and address the question of the fool? Says the Gemara like Kasha, but it's really not a stira. Haba divrei Torah, haba mili da'alma. If it's divrei Torah, then you address the question. If it's mili da'alma, then you could ignore. Says the Gemara, I'll give you an example of mili da'alma and of divrei Torah and how the Chachamim addressed. Ki other who does the kamei de Rebbe? There was a person that came to Rebbe. Amalei, he told him, ishtecha ishti, your wife is really my wife, meaning uvanecha banai. Your children are really my children. He was saying that Rebbe's children weren't really Rebbe's children, meaning they were mamzerim. On my way, so Rebbe told this fellow, why don't we discuss this over a glass of wine? Can I pour you a glass? He said, certainly. Shasa, he drank the glass of wine, upaka, and miraculously he died. The Gemara tells a similar story with Rebbe's Talmud, Rav Chiya. And this person came to Rav Chiya and told him, incha ishti, your mother is my wife, meaning va'atobni, and you're my son. Amalei, Rav Chiya told him, why don't we discuss this over a glass of wine? Shasa, he drank it, but upaka, and he miraculously died. Amar Rav Chiya said, you see that Rebbe's tefillah that he used to daven every day ended up protecting him. That's why his children were speared and they didn't become mamzerim. The Rebbe, because Rebbe, when he used to daven Shemoneh Esrei, at the end of tefillah, he used to add his own personal tefillah, a tefillah that we say every day. May We say it at the end of Birchas HaShachar. This was Rebbe's tefillah that he used to say every day. We say it because we adapted what Rebbe's tefillah was. But one of the things that Rebbe davened for every single day that he should be saved from is Azus Panim. Rashi says Azus Panim throughout Shas was synonymous with a mamzer. So Rebbe davened that he should be spared the accusation of mamzeras. Here, he was being accused, or his children were being accused of being mamzerim. But Reb Chiya said, "Ahanyulei tsloisei leRebbe, Rebbe's tefillah of Yiratzai mufanecha, Hashem alikenu shetatzileinu ayoyim meyazai panim umeyazus panim." That spirit. Regardless, the Gemara says this is a makar for someone that was made an accusation by a fool, Rebbe, Reb Chiya, and rather than answer the fool, they chose to do what Shlomo HaMelech said, "I'll tank silke ivaltai." Instead of even going down that road, have a glass of wine, and miraculously they would say, "Bedivrei Torah." What's an example of a fool that challenged somebody Bedivrei Torah, and rather than ignore him, the Gadol actually acknowledged the question? The Gadol was once giving shir, and he said the following: that in the end of days, la'asad lavay, a woman is going to give birth to a baby every single day. Shenemar, because the pasuk says, hara v'yoledes yachtov. A woman will be pregnant and have children all at the same time. Meaning it's going to overlap. Every day women are going to have children. Talmud. So there was a Talmud there that started laughing. Amari said, Shlomo HaMelech said, in kol chadash tachas Hashemes, that la'asad lavay, there's going to be no chiddush, nothing that we haven't seen previously. There's no such thing today of a woman having a baby every single day. If it doesn't exist today, it can't exist in the future. Because ein kol chadash tachas Hashemesh. Amalezer Gamliel told him, it's not true what you're saying. I'll show you a dugma of this today. Nafak, he took about achvilei tarnegolos and brought him to a hen. A hen lays an egg every single day. So you said, you see, there's a concept of hara v'yoledes yachdav, where you can have a child every day. Now you have it by chickens. And with eggs, not with humans, but the concept exists. And as a result, Rabbi Gamliel said, it doesn't contradict the principle of Ein Kol Chadash Tachas Hashemesh. But Rabbi Gamliel the Kadosh was another story. Rabbi Gamliel was giving shir, and he said something similar. Ilonis one day are going to give fruit every day. So if you plant a tree, it takes time until it's Maitzi Peris. But in the end of days, he said, Asidin Ilonis every single day. Shenemar, the pasuk says, Venasa Anaf va'asa peri. We compare the anaf, the branch, to the fruit. Ma'anaf b'chol yoyim, just like the shoots, the branches of the tree, they sprout every day. Af pri kol yoyim, so too there's going to be fruit every day. Legal of all ways of Talmud. So there was a Talmud, he started laughing. Amar, he said, "V'ksivin kol chadash tachas Hashemesh." Amar, he told him, "I'll show you, there's such a concept in this world." Nafak, he took him out, achvili, and he showed him tzlaf, the infamous caper bush of Perikatsud Mevarchim fame. One of the most difficult dafin in Mesechtes Brachas was the daf that dealt with tzlaf. But the caper bush apparently gives forth different products on a daily basis. So being that you see precedents for it now, it's not a chiddush that it could happen lasalavain, and wouldn't be a contradiction to the rule of ein kol chadash tachas Hashem. Says the Gemara, this happened the third time. When Mashiach comes, meaning in the end of days, the Eretz Yisrael is going to give forth gluskais. So you're not going to pull wheat out of the ground, you're going to pull bagels out of the ground, and rolls, and challah, and bread. And not just that, kli melas, suits, literally clothing that you can wear, shenemar, because the pasuk says yehi fisas bar baris. Legal of all the ways of Talmud. Vamar, he said, "In kol chadash tachas Hashemes." How could that be? Amalei, he told him, "Vay vayrachu dugmasa vay lemazet." Nafak, he took him out. Achvile kineim upitrius. He showed him mushrooms and truffles. These are things that grow really, really quickly, and they come out in a mature state. So too, one day there'll be gluskais that are going to come out in a mature state. And additionally, he showed him the akli melas nafra bar koira, and he showed him the best of hearts of palm, which is a woolly substance, which also grows from the ground. So he said, just like this woolly substance grows from the ground, so too wool that you can wear and clothing one day will be able to grow from the ground. So again, it wasn't the same thing in all three of these cases. But at the same time, Gamliel said, it's enough that it shouldn't be a kasha from the pasuk of Ein Kol Chadash Tachas Hashemesh. So these three stories that the Gemara just told were examples of a ksil, a fool that challenged Rabbi Gamliel. And rather than ignore him, Rabbi Gamliel addressed him. And that was in line with what Shlomo HaMelech said, Anei ksil ke'ivaltoi. So Shlomo HaMelech said in Mishlei, Altan ksil ke'ivaltoi. What was that? That's b'mili di'alma. When he said, Anei ksil ke'ivaltoi, you should acknowledge the ksil and try to talk his language and give him an answer that he'll be able to understand. That was referring to Divrei Torah. Just one short ha'ara before we go weiter. So the Gemara says that Rabbi Yehuda Nasi was accused. He was accused that his children weren't really his children. That his wife, an Eishes Ish, was Mezana with some other man, had this family. And Rabbi Yehuda Hanasi, the Gadol Adar, his children were really Mamzerim. And he had a miracle that got him out of this predicament. So much so that Rabbi Chiya commented, Ahanyalet Sloisel Rebbe. It was the tefillah of Rebbe that protected him. The Loyla Shavye Bami Mamzeri. The Rebbe Kavi Matzli. Rebbe used to daven every day. Yerotzim Ulfanecha Hashem Alikeinu Shetatzileini Ayoim. Meyazi Ponim Umeyazos Ponim. What's Azos Ponim? An accusation of Mamzeris. So you see that Ahanyalet philosophy. What came to mind was two things. The first is a Gemara Mesechtes Moed Katan, Daf Yud Ches Amid Beis. The Pasuk says, Vayikam. What does it mean by Yekanu LeMoshe? Rav Shmuel Bar Yitzchak Amar Melane, it's coming to teach us, called Echot Kinel Ishtem Moshe, that men used to tell their wives, don't go near Moshe. Altistery Moshe. Kina miloshin kinu vestira of Mesechtes Soita fame. People literally accused Moshe Rabbeinu as if he was involved in inyanim of Aveshes Ish, things that would lead to Mamzeris. You have the Gadol Ador Moshe Rabbeinu that's being accused by Yekanu LeMoshe, Melamit Shekolechot Kino Leishtem Moshe. Here you have Rabbi Yehuda Anasi, also one of the great leaders that people are going and people are accusing. What came to mind is the Eben Ezra in the end of Megillas Esther. The Pasuk says about Mordechai that he was Rotsui L'Roi Vecha. So why only Roi Vecha? So Chazal say, Melamit Shepirsha Mimenu Miksa Sanhedrin. But the Eben Ezra, in his Pirish on Esther, says, you know why Roy Vecha? Because there were people that were jealous of him. He says, you can't be Mordechai Atzadik. You can't have as much as Mordechai had, Torah, the Gedula, and everything that he had, and not have Kinas HaAchim. People were inevitably going to be jealous. Vayikanu LeMoshe. They were jealous of Moshe. Vayikanu LeMoshe Miloshen Kinoi. It almost leads one to the other, because when somebody's on that level, there's going to be Kinas HaAchim. It's inevitable. Moshe Rabbeinu was Torah V'Gdula B'Makom Echad. Rabbi Yehuda Nasi was Torah V'Gdula B'Makom Echad. Rav Ashi was the third one that was Torah V'Gdula B'Makom Echad. But either way, perhaps this was Kinas HaAchim that was motivating this. But Rabbi Chiya said that what saved Rebbe, it was his davening, that he davened every day. We know that Rav also used to say a tefillah every day. What was his tefillah? Shetachadish aleinu es achodesh azalu toiva v'levracha v'sitein lanu chayim aruchim chayim shalshalim. He davened for chayim. He davened for chayim aruchim. And the Seyed Adoris brings that Rav lived 400 years, some say 300 years. But everybody agrees that Rav had tremendous arichas yomim. And the Minchas Olazer brings in his Divrei Torah from his Zayda, the Magid Taluma, the Bnei Yisascha. We speak about this a lot, that when we say Rish Chodesh benching, some say b'schus tefilas rabim, some say b'schus tefilas Rav. That the Gir says b'schus tefilas Rav, because what we're doing is we're trying to invoke the schus that Rav had. Rav said this tefillah and his tefillah was answered. He had the tefillah of Chayim Aruchim and he lived such a long life. So Rav's tefillah was also a hanyule, like Rebbe's tefillah that was a hanyule. Either way, Rav's tefillah was a hanyule, Rebbe's tefillah was a hanyule. And on that note, we have another daf of Agadat the Gemara, says the Gemara. And this next Gemara is not classic, it's epic. A person should always try to be humble like Hillel. But you shouldn't be a captain like Shammai. Maisa, there was a story. There were two people. They made a bet with each other. Amru, they said, anyone that can get Hillel to get angry, Yitel Abramei Zuz. He's going to win 400 Zuz. So 400 Zuz is a number that you find a lot in Shas, and it usually is coming to be symbolic of a lot of money. So Lav Dafke was 400 Zuz. But this was a significant bet. There was a lot of money on the line. Okay, let me take the first crack at it. I'm going to go, you'll see. I'm going to get Hill to be upset. I'm going to win the 400 Zuz. The day that he decided to go and try to invoke and provoke Hillel was Erev Shabbos. Hillel was taking a shower. He was washing his hair. He went by the house of Hillel. Omar, he said, Mikan Hillel, Mikan Hillel. Is there someone named Hillel here? Nisat to be also the cross. He said, Hillel, The humble man that he was ran outside, quickly got dressed, and he goes to this person. Amalei, he tells him, B'ni Mata Mevakish, I'm Hillel, can I help you? Amalei, he told him, yes, I have a question. Amalei, Shal B'ni Shal, ask you a question. He asked him his question, Neymar Rashem Shal Bavlim Skalgolis. Why is it that the heads of the Babylonians are very round? So they just have a very round shape. Amalei, so Hillel told him, my son, B'ni Shalu Gadoyla Shalta, you're asking such a good question. Mipnei She'en Lem Chayes Pikhas, and I'll tell you the reason. The reason is because they don't have good midwives. A midwife, her job is to shape the body after the baby's born. They don't have good midwives in Babylonia. That's their issue. And that's why their heads are a little off. So this fellow waited a little bit. And then he started again. He said, Mikan Hillel, is this someone Hillel here? The Satav Yasa across the hill quickly went outside. Amalei, he told him, can I help you? Amalei said, yeah, Sheli Yeshli Lishli. He says, I know you're Hillel. He said, but I have a question for you. Okay. What's Amalei Shal B'ni Shal? So he said, Mnei Ma'ineim Shal Talmudim. Why is it that the people that live in Tarmoid, their eyes are very round? Amalei, he told him, B'nish, Eilu Gadoyla Sh'alti, you're mechavim to all the Kadmoinim. He says, you're asking a bombekasha. The reason is, B'nish, Adorim Bein Acholos, because they live in a very sandy area. So what? So Hashem was very kind to them. He made their eyes be a little smaller. It's like this sand won't get into their eyes and won't affect their ability to see. So this fellow waited a little longer. And again, he started screaming. He made a commotion. Mikan Hillel, Mikan Hillel. And Satav Yatzel across again, Hillel came outside. Amalei told him, "Bnei Mata Mavakesh." He says, "Can I help you?" Amalei told him, "Yes." Sheli Yeshli Lishal Chabashaylo. Amalei Shal Bnei Shal. He said, "Bnei Ragleim Shal Afrikiim Ruchavos." Why do the people in Africa have very wide feet? Amalei told him, "Bnei Sheli Gadayla Shalta." Again, you're asking a good question, and the reason is, "Bnei Shadorim Bitzei Hamayim." It's because they live in very swampy terrain. And the reason that affects their feet is they don't wear shoes. And because they don't wear shoes, the shoes don't keep their feet tight. As a result, they have room to breathe, they spread out, and that's why their feet are wider. Amalei. So this fellow tells Hillel, the truth is, Sheilas Harbi Yishli Lishal. These are just three of my questions. I really have a whole list of questions I'd love to ask you. But I'm afraid I may get you angry. He was trying. He was desperate to get Hillel angry. There's a lot of money on the line. So Hillel sat down, and he's in front of him, and he told him, "Kol she'elei she'yesh lecha lishal sha'al." He said, "Any question that you have, ask." Amalei, so he told him, "Tell me, atu hillel shekoyin oischa nasi Yisrael. Are you the hillel that's the nasi of Klai Yisrael?" Amalei, hey, and he said, "That's me." Amalei, so he told him, "And atu, if that's you, lo yirbu kamoischa biYisrael." So this person just watched Hillel display an incredible amount of humility. And what was his response? He said, "Al yirbu kamoischa biYisrael." Amalei, so Hillel told B'ni, "Mipnei ma?" He said, did I do something to offend you? I'm sorry. I thought I answered all your questions. Amalei told him, "Mipnei she'ibadati al yotcha arba me'er zuz," because you caused me to lose 400 zuz. Amalei, so Hillel told him, "Hevizar beruchacha." He says, "I hope you learned something from this. And I hope what you learned from here is that a person has to be careful to always maintain his midos. And kedai hu Hillel, sheta'abid al yodoy, dalid me'ezuz, v'dalid me'ezuz." I hope it was kedai this lesson. You learned 400, you lost 400 zuz and you lost another 400 zuz. Says the Marsha, he only lost 400 zuz. He didn't lose 800 zuz. No, because had he won the bet, he would have made 400 zuz. So the spread between what he could have had versus what he was going to have was a net deficit of 800 zuz. The Hillel Yakpid, believe me, it was kedai. Better learn this lesson in Midos Tovos, in Anova, rather than the 800 zuz that your net balance would have swung had I gotten angry, says the Gemara on this note. So we mentioned that Hillel was an incredible Anov. Shammai was a captain. To the point that Chazal say, Lo'oilam yehei adam anafson kehillel, Va'al yehei captain kishamai. Says the Gemara, another well-known story. Tanu Rabbanon, Ma'isim Anochi Yechad, there was a story with Anochi Shabbal Lefnei Hishamai. He came to Shammai. Amalei told him, Kama Torahs yesh lechem? Tell me, how many Torahs do the Jews have? Amalei shtayim? He said, two. What do you mean two? Torah Shabiksav and Torah Shabal Peh. Amalei, so he told her, Shabiksav ani mamincha. I accept the Torah Shabiksav. I've heard about it. I've read about it. I'm okay with it. But v'shabal peh ani mamincha. But I don't trust you, Messiah. I don't trust the Torah Shabal Peh. Guy Rainis, he told Shammai, I'd love to be a ger, but I'm menashe till I'm deini Torah Shabiksav. But I only want you to teach me Torah Shabiksav. So Shammai heard what this person said. Gar, boy, got really angry at him. V'hitzia bin Azifa, and he literally threw him out of his house. Balef Nehillel, so he says, okay, I went to one Godal Adar Shammai. That didn't work out. Let me go to Hillel. So he came to Hillel Gairi, and Hillel was Megairim. Now, how was he Megairim? What happened was, Yehi Mekama, this is before he was Megayrim. Amalese, he told him, you want to be a Yid, so you have to learn. So he said, we're going to start with the Aleph Beis. And he taught him Aleph, Beis, Gimel, Dalet. Literally the basics. Just like Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai taught Rabbi Eliezer, Kriyishma, and Tefillah, and Berachas HaMazon. Hillel sat with this Ger, and he taught him Aleph, Beis, Gimel, Dalet. The Macha the next day, Apachle. So he told him, Tof, Shin, Reish, Kuf. Rashi says, Kegoin, Tashrak. He started going backwards, and he told him Tof, meaning Kometz Tof is Ah. And Kometz Shin is Ba. So this person was all confused. Amalei said, I thought Kometz Aleph is Ah, not Kometz Tof Ah. Kometz Tof is supposed to be Ta. For Esma Lo Yamartali Hachi. Amalei said, told him, Lav Ali Didi Kosamches. Dalpenami Smoichala. You see, you can't just sit and read and go through Torah Shabbat without a Messiah of how to read the words. You can't even start Kometz Aleph Ah. Literally can't get off the first base without some Messiah, without tradition. That's what the Torah Shabbat is. The Torah Shabbat is the Messiah. It's the tradition of how you learn the Torah Shabbat. There's no such thing as being Megaya without Torah Shabbat. And the rest of the story, as the Gemara is going to say later, is this Yid was Mekabel, Torah Shabbat, and Torah Shabbat, and he became a Ger. Sure, of another story. He told him, Gairaini, I want you to be Megaya. Me. But here's my condition. You're going to do it on my terms, the Ger said. I want you to be Megayer me, but you have to teach me the whole Torah while I'm standing on one foot. So Shammai heard that. So he was holding a ruler that measured an Amma, and he took the ruler that measured an Amma and he pushed him away. Balef Nehil, so it didn't work out with Shammai. This is a different guy. So he goes to Hillel. Gairi, Hillel was Megayrim. Amalei, so he says, okay, now here's the deal. Right, you have to teach me Kol HaTorah Kula Regalachas. He says, here it goes. Da'aloch Sini L'chavrich Loi Savid. Anything you wouldn't want something to do, anything you wouldn't want someone to do to you, you shouldn't do to anybody else. Zuhi Kol HaTorah Kula. He told him, that's called a Torah Kula. What about the rest of the Torah? Peirushu, this is all the commentary. That's the raid. But you want to know what the Torah is? The Torah is, Da'aloch Sani L'chavrich Lo Savid. Zil Gamar, now go learn the rest of the Torah. Consider yourself Jewish. You were just Megayer. You're a Ger. Now, of course, what Hillel said, Da'aloch Sani L'chavrich Lo Savid, Zuhi Kol HaTorah Kula, is eerily similar to what Rabbi Akiva said. And we'll see more about that at the end of the Daf. Shuv, there was a third story with a Nachri. She was passing a base medrash, and he heard a cipher. He heard someone was teaching cipher, not as a scribe, but miloshin cipher. The Talmid Chachamim was cipherim. A malami tenoikis, Rashi says, and he was teaching children, and he taught him the Eila habegodim asher yasu choishim ve'efayin, and he was teaching the children about the big day kohuna, the begodim of the kohen gadol. Amar, he said, halalu lemi, who gets to wear the big day kohuna of the kohen gadol? Amar, they told him it's the kohen gadol, it's the high priest. So the Nachri said, I have an idea. Eilech Vezgayer, I'm going to convert. Bishvil Shiyasimuni Kain Gadol, and I'm going to become the Kain Gadol. Both in Shammai. So he comes to Shammai. Amalei told him, Gairaini Amanasha to see many Kain Gadol. I want you to be Megayer me, but here's the condition. On the condition that I get to be the Kain Gadol. So what did Shammai do? He was still holding that stick. Dachvay Ba'avas Abinyan Shabiyadai. So he took the Avas Abinyan and he threw him out. Bolifnei Hillel. He came to Hillel Gairai. And Hillel was Megayer. Amalei. Now before Hillel was Megayer, meaning this Yid was only, or guy, he was only willing to accept his Geirus if he would become the Kohen Gadol. He couldn't make him the Kohen Gadol. So he told him like this, if you're going to be the Kohen Gadol, you're going to be like the king. You're the top guy. So you need to understand basic rules of what it means to be the Kohen Gadol. Just like a king has to understand military strategy, so too, you have to understand what it means to be a Kohen Gadol. Lech l'moy tachsise malchus. Go learn the halachas. Halach, so he went, and he started learning kachim. Vikara, kivich gave azar karav yumas. It came to a pasuk that said that someone that's not a descendant of a Aharon HaKohen, who enters the Makom Kodesh, Yumas, he's going to be chay miso. Amalei, so he said to the person that was teaching him, Mikrazel minemar, who is this referring to? Amalei, so he told him, Afilu David Melech Yisrael. This is even David Melech Yisrael, because David Melech Yisrael came from Shevet Yehuda. He wasn't a Kohen. So this would be true even for David Melech Yisrael. Nasa is a Ger Kalvah Chaymer Matzmi. So the Ger made a Kalvah Chaymer. He said, Umay Yisrael Shenik Rubanim Lamakoyim. Madach the Yidin Ua Banim Lamakoyim. Umi Teich Ahava She Ahavam Kara Lehem B'ni B'chayri Yisrael. Not only they Banim Lamakoyim, but they're B'ni B'chayri Yisrael. Ksiv Alei Mazar Karav Yumas. They can enter the Makom Kedusha. Ger HaKal. She Babim Makle Yotamila. A Ger who comes with his back back. Alachas kama v'kama. Certainly someone like him has no business entering the Makom Kodesh. Now we'll see at the end of the daf, the Kal V'chomer was a flawed Kal V'chomer. But the point was still a good point. You can't just enter the Kodesh HaKadoshim. You have to be a Kohen. And if you're a Zar, you have no business entering either way. Balifnei Shammai. So this person came to Shammai. Amalei, so he told him, Klum roya ani liyas kohen gadol. He said, Shammai, I don't understand. I came to you and I told you I want to be a get. And I said, only on the condition you allow me to be a kohen gadol. You didn't even answer me. All you did was throw me out of your house. He says, you could have been honest with me. You should have told me that I'm not right to be the kohen gadol. Says the Gemara, Balifnei Hillel. Then he came to Hillel, Amalei, and he told him, Anafson Hillel, Yonuchu lucha brachis al roishcha shei kaftani tachas kanfei hashchino. He gave him a shkayach. He said, I learned the halachis, and I realized that I'm not allowed to enter. It's not just a hefkervel. Any person that wants to enter can enter. And as a result, I became a yid. So three stories where someone came to be Megayer. First, he went to Shammai. Shammai wasn't Megayer him. In some cases, in rather dramatic form, he wasn't Megayer him. And then he went to Hillel. Hillel was Megayer him. So the Gemara says, Liyomim nizdavku shloshtam l'makom echad. All three of these Geirim happened to have met up. Bepundik echad, right? All three of these Geirim came. The one that said, Gaireni, Amanashatlam Teni, Kala Teru Kuluk, Shani, Oimidal Regalachas, the one that said, I'm willing to learn Tereshab Iksav and not Tereshab Apeh, and the one that said, Be Megayer me, but on the condition that you allow me to be a Kohen Gadol. Amru, when they came together and they realized, they said, look at this, had we followed Shammai, we'd still be non-Jews today. But because of Hillel, that's why we're Yidden today. Kapdonus shel Shammai bikshu litardenu min ha'olam. The kapdonus of Shammai was literally at the brink of not allowing us to partake in kanfei hashchina. But an v'sonus shel Hillel kervanu tachas kanfei hashchina. Either way, this Gemara we just learned is epic. We'll get back to this in the rate portion of the daf. Zok the Gemara weiter. Another classic Gemara. Amar Reish Lakish. Reish Lakish said, "May dechse, what's pshat in the pasuk that says, V'hoye emunasi techo, choysen yeshuois, chochmas vodas." What does this pasuk mean? It's a pasuk in Yeshaya, Perek Lamed Gimel. Emunas Zeder Zraham. It's a reference to Zeder Zraham. Now, what does emunah have to do with Zeder Zraham? So Rashi says, Sha'al emunas ha'odam soymech lahafish masrois of karoi. Because the whole Shumas u'maisris is a faith-based system, meaning we trust you that you're going to do what you have to do. So it's based on Amuna. Tosfos says a different pshat. Mefarish b'Yerushalmi shemamin b'chayo ilamim v'zeireya. That farmers have tremendous Amuna. You have to. You don't know what kind of season it's going to be. Amuna and Zraham are somewhat related. Itecha zeh seder mayit. That's referring to seder mayit. Chosen zeh seder noshen. Rashi says, chosen is miloshen yarshim. Yerusha comes from a man and a woman. Hence, Chosen Zeh Seder Noshim. Yeshuois Zeh Seder Nezikim. If a person learns Seder Nezikim, he'll have Yeshuois. Because he'll know not to mazik somebody and what rights he has if somebody is mazik him. Chochmas Zeh Seder Kochim. Vodas Zeh Seder Tahayros. Vafilu Hachi. But the pasuk concludes, Yiras Hashem hi oitzarei, the oitzer, if a person wants to maintain all this Torah, meaning if you go through all the starim, you learn Amunas, which is Ra'im, Itecha, which is Mayid, Chaisa, which is Nashim, Yeshuas, which is Nezikin, Chachmas, Vedas, Kachem, and Tyrus, but at the end of the pasuk, at the end of the day, Yiras Hashem hi oitzarei, if a person has Yira, that's the oitzer, that's going to bring it all together. You can learn all the Torah in the world, but if you don't have Yiras Shemayim, it's not going to have a kiyum. The oitzer of your Torah is a Yiras Shemayim. Says the Gemara Marav. At the end of days, when a person is going to give din v'cheshbin, they're going to ask him some questions. The first question is, Nasasav and Asata b'emuna? Did you conduct your business b'emuna? Kavati itim la Torah? Did you designate time to learn Torah? Asakta b'piriyah v'rivya? The Marsha says, not kiyamto piriyah v'rivya, but asakta b'piriyah v'rivya. Benazai, some of the rage we spoke about in Masechtas Brachas. Tzipisa liYeshua, did you hope? Were you waiting for Mashiach? Pilpalta b'chachma, were you mefalfo b'chachma? The Marsha says that sometimes pilpul is hevel, and sometimes pilpul is b'chachma. So pilpalta emphasis on chachma? Was it real pilpul or was it stam hakarai pilpul? Hey, vanta dover mitoich dover. Were you a maven? Vafilu hachi iiras Hashem yaitzari in iloi loy. But at the end of the day, they're going to ask you all these questions. Rava said, "This is the hemshach. This is the segue to what we just said." But at the end of the day, what it really boils down to is, do you have yerushamayim? Mashal adam shamal shulchay, and it can be explained with a mashal. A person told the shliach, "Haleli kar chitin laliyah." Will your priest take a kar? That's a certain measurement of wheat. Bring it up into the attic. Halach v'alaloi. He went and he brought it from him. He told him, "A raftali bahem kav chumtin." Did you mix a little of chumtin? So people used to take chumtin. That was a preservative. They would mix it with their wheat. So like this, it would maintain their chita. He said, "Did you mix in a little bit?" Amalei laugh. He said, "Not." Amalei mutev amalei lalei. You would have been better off not bringing it up. Meaning, you're going to take the chita and you're schlepping it up to the attic. But if you don't have preservatives inside, then it's not going to last. The preservative of your Torah is your Yerushamayim. If you have Yerushamayim, Yerush Hashem Yitzarei, then it's going to have a kiyum. But without Torah, it's not going to have a kiyum. I mean, without Yer, it's not going to have a kiyum. Tanav Rabbi Yishmael, Ma'ariv Adam Kav Chumtim B'Chayr Shal Tfuah, the Einoi Chayshes. So we have one halach in today's daf. A person, by the way, if he's in the business, he sells tfuah, and he wants to be honest, is he allowed to mix a little bit of chumtim together with his tefuah? Is he not allowed to mix a little bit of chumtim? So Tanav Rabbi Shmuel said you're allowed to. The reason is because it's necessary. So even though the chumtim is not worth as much as the tefuah, so maybe you're ripping off the person that you're selling to, but being that it's necessary, the preservative, so it's something you're allowed to do. Omer Rav, Rabba Bar Rav Hun, Kolod Mishesh Bay Toiro, a person that has Toiro, but he doesn't have Yerushamayim, Doimel Gizmash Shmuel after his apnimius, he's compared to a treasurer who has the maftechas, he can get into the vault, but a mafteches achitzayin is like masu, but he can't get into the room where the vault is. Behei ayel, what's he supposed to do? So yira is the room. The Torah is the vault. But if you don't have Yerah, you can't get into the rooms. So you can't access the Torah. Machas Rabbi Yana used to say, Chavala de lesle darta. Woe to a person who doesn't own a darta. He doesn't have a chatzar, a courtyard. But vitara le darta of it. Yet he goes ahead and you make a big gate for nothing. So what are you making the gate for? So you're learning Torah, but you don't have Yerah. You need the Yerah. Without the Yerah, you're missing. Amar Rabbi Yehuda Levar, Kadosh Baruch Hu, Salam Elik Desh Yerah Mofan. The reason HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world was so that there should be Yerah. Shenem Avar Lekim Asa. Why did Hashem create the world? She Yerah Mofan. Rav Simi, Rav Elazar, Rav Yasser. Rav Simi, Rav Elazar in one city. Chalav Elazar, Rav Yaakov Barah. Rav Yaakov Barah passed by. Amar Lechad HaChavis, one told his friend, Neku Mikame. Let's get up for him. You know why? The Gavar Dochel Chatanu. Because this person's a big Yerah Shemai. So again, Rav Simon and Rav Elazar sitting together, and Rav Yaakov Bar Acha passes by. So one told the other. We don't know who said what to who. But one of these two tzaddikim, either Rav Simon or Rabbi Elazar said, let's get up. We have to stand up. Mipnei Seva Tokum, Vadarta Pnei Zochen. Why? What's so special about Rabbi Yaakov Bar Acha? He said, because he's a Yerah Shemai. Amalei, the other one said, no, Nekemi Kamei, Digvar Bar Uryenu, because he's a Talmud Chacham. Amalei. So one told the other, I'm telling you he's a Yerah Shemai, Amalei at Bar Uryenu, and you're telling me that he's a Talmud Chacham. Yerah Shemai is much more Chacham. So the Gemara says, we don't know who said what to who. Who is the one that said, stand up for Rabbi Yaakov Bar Acha because he's a Talmud Chacham? Who said, stand up for him because he's a Yerah Shemai? But the Gemara says, I have a clue. Testayim, the Rabbi Lazar who the Amad Gvar Dochel Chatanu. I have a right to Rabbi Lazar who said Yerah Shemayim. Dom Rabbi Yoichan Mishum Rabbi Lazar. Because Rabbi Yoichan said in the name of Rabbi Lazar, Ilah Kadosh Baruch Hu. Dom Yerah Shemayim Bavad. All that Kadosh Baruch Hu has in this world is Yerah Shemayim. She never vati so much. Shemel Kecho Shoyim Mimach Gimel Yira. Right. That's all really Hashem has. So and you know who said that? Rabbi Lazar said it. So if Rabbi Lazar said Yerah Shemayim is all that Kadosh Baruch Hu has, it sounds like it's more than Torah. If it's more than Torah, he was probably the one that said, let's stand up for Rabbi Yaakov Bar Acha. Why? Because of his Torah, because of his Yerah. Fiksiv. Another pasuk Rabbi Lazar said is, Vayayim Adam, Hein Yerah Sashem Hi Chachma. What does that mean? She came Belashin Yevani in Greek. Kerel Achasein. The word Hein and Achas mean the same thing. So Vayayim Adam Achas Yerah Sashem Hi Chachma. Yira is achas. That's the one thing. This is Rabbi Lazar who said, "Ein la kodesh baruch hu b'ilama yel yira shemayim b'vad." So presumably it was Rabbi Lazar who said, "Let's stand up for Rabbi Yaakov Bar Acha because he's a yira shemayim," which would mean that it was Rabbi Simon who said, "Let's stand up for Rabbi Yaakov Bar Acha because of the fact that he was a Talmud Chacham Excel." So just a few ha'aras as it relates to the daf that we just learned. So there's so much here; we have to pick and choose what to focus on. So the Gemara said, Amar Rava, that when a person dies and he gives din v'cheshbin in front of the Eibishter, they ask him questions. They ask him, Nasasa v'nasata v'amuna, Kavata itim la Torah, Asakta b'piri v'rivya, Tzipisa li'yeshua, Pilpalta b'chachma, Hevanta davar mitoich davar, but said, Rava, all those questions pale in comparison to whether or not this person had Yerushamayim or this person didn't have Yerushamayim. But the first question they ask is Nasasa v'nasata b'amunah. The second question is Kovati itim latar. So we know Tosfos asks a stira throughout Shas that there's Gemaras that would seem to suggest the opposite. That the first question is Kovati itim latar, and the second question is Nosasa v'nosata be'amuna. But that's a conversation for another day. The Marsha on this Gemara says that the question is Kovato itim latar. Itim is a lashon rabim. Says the Marsha shnei itim. You see from here that it's not enough that a person is koveya, an ace, to learn Torah. He has to be koveya itim. He has to make sure that he has two times that he designates for learning Torah. Echad bayoim, one during the day, the echad balaylo, and one during the night. And then the Marsha says, I'll give you an example of it. Kahadam rina Yosef bayoim upara balaylo. So what's Yosef bayoim upara balaylo? He's referring to a Gemara in the Sechtes Erevin, Daf Samachem and Aleph, that says something about the minig of Rav Acher bar Yaakov. So we just spoke about Rav Acher bar Yaakov. So the Marsha quotes a Gemara in Erevin, Samachayim and Aleph, where the Gemara says like this, Amar Rav Nachman bar Yitzchak, Anan poyalei di yamama anan. When they Torah a poyalei di yamama? Meaning we have a day job. What's our day job? We learn Torah. That's what we do during the day. Rav Acher bar Yaakov says the Gemara, Yosef upara. He would sometimes borrow from the day and pay back at night. He was Yosef, he borrowed upara and he paid back. He borrowed during the day and he paid back at night. What does that mean? Zok Rashi. He had a kfias of how much Torah he would learn every day. And he used to always finish his learning during the day. But there were times that he couldn't learn during the day. So what he would do is he would make up for it at night. So says the Marsha, you want to know why it's kovata itim la Torah? Because the concept of having a time during the day and having a time that during the night. And where do you find that? You find that Erev in Samachem and Aleph. You find that with Rav Acher bar Yaakov. The Rav Acher bar Yaakov was Yosef Upara. I mean, he used to usually learn during the day, but sometimes he would learn at night. It sounds like from the Marsha that this idea of being Kavata Itim Batoira is not something you have to do every single day. Really, you could be Kaveya Eis Latoira. It's just punk. If a person has a kfios to learn during the day and then he can't learn, so don't say, all right, I missed my time. I learn every day from 5:30 to 6:30. That's my kfios itim. So I missed it today, so I'm not going to learn. No, you could learn. And not only that, you could learn at night instead of learning by day, because that was the minig of Rav Acher bar Yaakov. He was Yosef Upara. But it sounds like ordinarily, you don't have to have two times. You don't have to learn during the day and learn during the night. If you miss your kviyas itim by day, then there's an idea to learn at night. Stating that, the Shulchan Aruch and Yeridea Simen Reish Mem Vav Sivkot Nalav says as follows. Chayev l'kfoya l'izman l'talmud Torah, bayoimu balaylo. A person has an obligation to be kveya itim. He has an obligation to learn Torah by day and by night. Shenemar v'hagisa bayoimu balaylo. That's what the Pasuk says. It says v'hagisa bayoimu balaylo. So v'hagisa bayoimu balaylo sounds like you're supposed to learn Torah by day and you're supposed to learn Torah by night. Now the Ramos famously says, u'b'shas hadchak, afilu loikor rakriyash mashachas v'arvis, lo yomushu mipicha karina bay, based on the Gemara Masechtas Menachos Daf Tzadik Tesamid Beis, ray bites that we've had over the years. But the point is, the Shulchan Aruch says very simple, chayiv l'kfoya loizman l'talmud Torah, b'yoyimu b'layla, shenema v'gisa b'yoyimu v'layla. In the Shulchan Aruch, it's mashma, that it's not only if you didn't learn during the day, then there's a concept of itim, learn at night as well. Rav Acher bar Yaakov, who was Yosef Upara, that was something else. Every yid has an obligation to be koveya, not eis la Torah, koveya itim la Torah. That's why the question Rava said that they're going to ask a person after 120 is kovato itim la Torah, not kovato eis la Torah. And that's the pasuk, says the Mechaber. V'hogisa boy yoimam v'layla, a person's supposed to learn Torah during the day, a person's supposed to learn Torah at night as well. The Vilna Gaon asked that a person who learns Torah the whole day, a person who's Torasay Umnasay, what is this question of Kavata Itim LaTorah? Meaning every single person is going to be asked this question of Kavata Itim LaTorah. And it sounds like it's a real question. It's a question that not everyone's going to be able to answer. It's one of the first questions they ask you. Clearly, it's a big deal. Even Talmidei Chachamim, even people that are Torasay Umnasay, Everybody is going to be asked this question of Kavati Itam LaTorah. So shtel sich the shayla, bishleim a person who doesn't learn the whole day. Okay, so did you find time to learn? You were very busy. You were traveling. You had daigis. You were coming. You were going. It was your busy season. Did you find time to learn Torah? It's a very valid question. Torah is very, very important. So it makes sense that this would be one of the first questions that would be asked. But a Talmud Chacham, someone that sits and learns, a young man, this is what he does. He learns Torah. So if he learns Torah, of course he was Kavei Itam LaTorah. Does the question for the person who learns Torah the whole day really have no meaning? Is it an insignificant question? It doesn't sound that way. It sounds like it's a real question. Just like a Sakta B'Perivirivya, Tzipisa L'Yeshua, Pilpalta B'Chachma, these are real questions that are pertinent to every single person. Kavati Itam LaTorah would seem to also be relevant to every single person. And the Vilna Gaon asks that I don't understand what the significance of the question, it would seem to be a moot point as it relates to a Talmud Chacham. And the Vilna Gaon said that you see from here what it means to be Kavei Itam LaTorah. He said, Kavei Itam LaTorah doesn't just mean I have a Seder and I try my best to make it. Kavei Itam LaTorah means it's a kvius and there's nothing in the world that can get you not to learn. It has to be a Zman that's Muktash, Kuloi Rak LaTorah, V'loi L'dvar Macherim, B'shun Inyan V'oifen. That's a question that's relevant to a Talmud Chacham as well, because even a person who learns Torah the whole day, but it doesn't mean that he's always learning at the same time of the day. This is something that has relevance to every single person. If you understand what it means to be Kavei Itam LaTorah, so you can appreciate why this is relevant, not just to a person that's busy and he has a 9-to-5 and he's fadaiget with parnasa, even someone that learns Torah the whole day, this is something that's relevant. The truth is that the Shulchan Aruch already says this, kemat. Shulchan Aruch in Erechaim Simen Kuf Nun Hei. So the first halach in Shulchan Aruch we quoted was in Yeridea, Reish Mem Vav Sivkat Aleph, in the halachas of Hilchas Talmud Torah. This is in Erechaim Simen Kuf Nun Hei, how a person is supposed to conduct himself. Achashi Eitzim Beis HaKnesses, so after you leave Shul, Yeluch LeBeis Medrash, you should go to Beis Medrash, V'yikva Eis Lilmoid, and you should be Kaveya Eis. Here you should be Kaveya in Eis, this is during the day. V'tzorech Sha'oisei Eis Yir Kavua, a person should make it his business that that's the time that he's going to learn. And even if by not learning that time, it could be you're going to lose out, meaning it doesn't matter. This is something that a person is supposed to do. And then the Ramah says, let's say you don't know how to learn. Let's say you're not going to get so much from that learning. You should also go to Beis Medrash. You'll get schar halicha. There's a concept of schar halicha as well. Even if a person goes to a shir, he learns, he doesn't get so much out of the learning, it doesn't matter. There's still an idea of schar halicha. But either way, this is this idea of kavata itim latayra, and the relevance of the question being even for Talmid Chachamim, because kavata means it's a time that's muktish kuloi rak latayra v'loi ledvar macherim b'shum inyan v'oifin v'sheila zu shayeches gam latamid chacham. That's what the Vilna Gaon said. It's worth mentioning another Vilna Gaon. The Vilna Gaon said, Kavata Itam LaTorah. He says, you find the word Kavata in Tanakh means to steal. The Kava is Koveyam Nefesh. It means to steal. So the Gaon said, Kavata Itam LaTorah, in order to be Mekayim this mitzvah, you have to be a Gazlin. You have to know how to steal time. That sometimes a person has to gun the time. He has to steal time because sometimes you don't have time to learn. And sometimes it's very, very valid. But at the same time, kavato itam LaTorah, included in the question is, did you make it your business to gun the time, to find a little bit of time here, a little bit of time there, where maybe ordinarily you would have wasted the time to learn Torah? That's the oimik of the question of kavato itam LaTorah. That's the first ta'ara. The second ta'ara is, the Gemara said, Tanu Rabbanon, a person should always be an anafson like Hillel, and he shouldn't be a kapton like Shammai. And then the Gemara went on to tell stories that depicted the anivus of Hillel and stories that depicted the kaptonus of Shammai. The Vilna Gaon said that it would be very tempting to walk away from this Gemara and think that maybe Shammai wasn't about midas. Maybe there was something wrong with Shammai. It sounds like a chisaron in Shammai. Right, what are the three Gerim, these three converts say when they convened and they met up, they said, Kaptonusai shel Shammai bikshel tardenu min ha'olam. But it was anvisenusai shel Hillel that was kervanu tachas kanfei hashchina. That's certainly the way it would seem. But the Vilna Gaon said, chas v'sholom to think that. He said clearly from the Gemara, it's mavur, that there's a midah of Shammai. There's a midah where a person can act and he can conduct himself like Shammai. But at the same time, Chazal said, "La'olam yehei anafson kehillel, va'al yehei kapton keShammai." That was Chazal's way of saying that Shammai Shita exists, but don't try this at home. This is not for everybody. Shammai was about Madrega. Shammai was someone that was able to do this and walk that fine line and do it in a proper way. But for an ordinary person to go ahead and do that, it would be okay. That's not something he's allowed to do. But of course, don't think that what Shammai was doing was wrong. What's interesting is that there's a Mishnah in Avos that says, "Havi mekabel es kol adam b'sever panim yafos." You know who said it? Shammai said it. Shammai Yomer. It's Pirkei Avos. It's Perek Aleph. Mishnah Tezov. Shammai Yomer. I say Teiros Chokva Emor Ma'at Vasei Harbe Vavi Mekabalus Kola Adam B'Sever Parim Yofes. I remember when I was a little boy, my grandfather used to take me to Pirkei Avos here for Abba Braunschweigel. And I remember I was a little boy, he asked this question: how could Shammai have been the one that said, "Having Mekabalus Kola Adam B'Sever Parim Yofes"? L'chorei Shammai? How could Shammai be the one that said this? Shammai is the one that's a captain. The Gerim walked into Shammai. He was Mekabalus Kola Adam B'Sever Parim Yofes. He had that ruler in his hand and measured an Amma. I think I saw that ruler once in my life. And he threw him out with that ruler. So how is it possible that Shammai is the one that said, "Having Mekabalus Kola Adam B'Sever Parim Yofes"? It's a bomba kasha. I found Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky in his Emes LeYaakov asks this question. You know, the truth is, I saw that Rabbi Vadya Yosef, Zecher Tzadik Livracha, in his Anaf Eitz Avos, he makes a beautiful diyuk. Shammai says, "Heavy mekabel is kol ha'adam b'sever panim yofes." Why kol ha'adam? Heavy mekabel is kol adam b'sever panim yofes. Said Maron Avadya, why is it ha'adam? So he said, because we know Chazal say, "Atem kruyim Adam, ve'ein umay sa'olam kruyim Adam." A non-Jew is not called Adam. But Tosis brings it away, the Zohar Daf Gimel, and in many places in Shas, b'shem Rabbeinu Tam, that even though Chazal said, "Atem kruyim Adam, ve'ein umay sa'olam kruyim Adam," that's Adam. But ha'adam, even a non-Jew is called ha'adam. This is Rabbeinu Tam's chiddush that Tosis brings throughout Shas. Heavy mekabel is called ha'adam, the Sefer Panim Yafos. Not just Adam, but ha'adam as well. And Rabbi Vadya Shteltzur, a Gemara, Masechtas Brachos, Daf Yizayin Amud Aleph, the Gemara that we mentioned at the beginning of the Daf, that talks about the tefillah of Rebbe, Shetatzileni Ayomu V'chol Yom Me'azei Panim, Me'azus Panim, the tefillah of Rav, Siten Lanu Chayim Aruchim, B'schus tefillah as Rav. So that Gemara over there says, Marigul B'pumi Da Abaya. Abai used to say the following: "La'olam yehei adam orim beyira manarach meshiv chama umar b'sholoim im achiv v'im kroivav v'im kol adam v'afilu im nochri b'shuk." A person should go out of his way to be mar b'sholoim im echav v'im kroivav v'im kol adam v'afilu im nochri b'shuk k'dei she'ov lemaila v'nechmod lemaila. Because we know Chazal say that a person that's noyach el abriyos is noyach in shamayim. But you know what it means? It means that the Eibishter, when he wants to decide whether this person should be in good standing upstairs, so you know what he does? He asks around. He goes over to the chevra and he says, "Tell me, what do you think of Reploini? You like him? If you like him, they're going to like him in Shemayim." A person that's noyach el abriyos, he's a person that's noyach el shamayim. So Abaye said a person should go out of his way to be a good guy. You should be Orem B'yira, Manarach, Meshav Chema, Mar B'Sholem. But with who? Im Echav, Im Kroiv, Im Kol Adam, V'afilu Im Nochri Shabashuk. Because like this, when they ask the Nochri, "Tell me, this person, is he nice to you? What do you think of him?" If he's going to say, "Yeah," then you'll be Av L'mayla V'nechma L'mato. Omru Oliver, B'yechem Menzaki, the Gemara says, "Yiktima Adam Shalom Yodim." No one ever had to give Shalom Aleichem. He used to go over to everybody else and give them Shalom Aleichem. V'afilu nachri b'shok. So said Rabbi Vadya Yosef, that's the dogush. That's the emphasis over here. Heavy mekabel is called ha'adam. What do you mean ha'adam? Rabbeinu Tam. Not Adam. Adam would exclude Ovdei Kechavim because Atem Kriyam Adam. Ha Adam is Marbi even Ovdei Kechavim. That's Rabbi Vadya Yosef. But it's a very, very difficult question. How could Shammai have been the one that said Evi Mekabel is Kala Adam B'Sever Parim Yofes? Meaning, the Vilna Gaon said that don't think Shammai Chalila was... Okay, we understand. There's a Mida called Shammai. But whatever that Mida is, it doesn't seem to be consistent with Evi Mekabel is Kala Adam B'Sever Parim Yofes. I mean, if there's an idea to greet everybody very warmly, how does that reconcile with Shammai's Mida over here in today's daf, in Shabbos daf Lamed Beis? That's the first story. Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky in that same piece says that he thinks that these two philosophies, these two ways of looking at the world, Shammai and Hillel, specifically as it related to the Ger. So the Ger comes and he says, "I want you to be Megayer me," and he started making conditions. Three stories the Gemara brought, and all three stories Shammai neglected him. The same three people went to Hillel, and Hillel was mekabel them to save upon him yafleis with incredible anava. And Hillel went ahead and he was megayer each and every person. Says Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky, I think these two schools of Shammai and Hillel are the same two schools that the Gemara mentions in Masechtas Brachos, Daf Chof Ches Amar Aleph. The Gemara says that after Rabbi Gamliel de Yavne was removed from his nasius, so Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah became the next Nasi. And when Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah became the next Nasi, there was a new regime, there were new policies. And the new policy was that there would no longer be a Shomer HaPesach. Tana oisei ayoim solkul l'shoimer haPesach v'nasul hem l'rshus l'talmidim likanes. Said the Gemara, Shai Rabbi Gamliel Machers, because Rabbi Gamliel, his shita was kol talmid shein toichei kabari l'ikanes l'beis medrash. If a person's not toichei kabari, if deep down he's not holding by doing what he's supposed to do, he can't enter the base medrash. Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah said, it's not going to be the way it is anymore. Ahu yoimi toisvu kamas afsali, they were marbis afsalim. Amr Rabbi Yoichan, pliga ba'abi yoitim, endus toibu rabban l'chalim. One says it was 400, one says it was 700. Rabbi Gamliel had chalich sadas, they had idiots that day. There wasn't one shayla that they couldn't answer on that day. This was because of the new shita, that you don't have to be toichai gabari to be able to come at the base medrash. Everyone's allowed in base medrash. Says Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky, that I think Shammai shita was the shita of Rabbi Gamliel. Yavna. This was the sheet of Shammai. Not everybody gets to learn Torah. You want to come into Beis Medrash, you have to be Teichei Gebari. You're only coming because you want to be the Kohen Gadol. You don't sound like you're Teichei Gebari. Teach me Kol Torah Kula while I'm standing on one foot. What is this, some joke? You're not Teichei Gebari. You can't come. You want to learn Teresh of Iksav? You don't want to learn Teresh of Alpe? You're supposed to say Nasav and Ishma. That's the way you Makabal Torah. That's the way the Yidu were Makabal Torah. You're not right to learn Torah because you're not Teichei Gebari. Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah had a different Shita. He said, everyone is welcome. That was the Shita of Hillel. So Rabbi Gamliel de Yavne says, Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky on this Gemara right here was the Shita. He was the Shita that every, that Rabbi Gamliel de Yavne was the Shita of Shammai. And Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah was the Shita of Hillel. But what's interesting is I think there's another Tzurshtel to this. A more direct Tzurshtel. Rabbi Yaakov said, Rabbi Gamliel, the Yavne, Rabbi Elazar, were arguing in the Machloikas of Shammai Behillel. It's an Avos de Rabnosin. We spoke at this Avos de Rabnosin in the 14th Tafyoimi cycle already three times. The Avos de Rabnosin says like this. It's in the end of Perig Beis. The Hemidu Talmidim Harbe. She Beishamai Yoimim Beishamai Shita was, Al Yishana Odom Elo Lemishu Chacham. You don't teach Torah only to someone that's a Chacham. Anav, Ubenavois, he has Yichus, the Usher, and he's a Gvir. If you can't check off all those boxes, you can't learn in Beshamez Yeshiva. Ubeisul, Beisul said, no, look, Chol Adam Yeshana, you can teach Torah to everybody. You know why? Beisul used to say, Shahar Be Poshim, Hoyuben Be Yisrael. There were many Poshim in Klai Yisrael, Ben Escarv of the Talmud Torah, and they were the Scarf to Torah, Beyotsu Mehem Sadikim, Chasidim, Ksherim. It's unbelievable. A Machloikis Besham Beisul, talk about tucked away. There's hundreds of Machloikis Besham Beisul in Shas. This is an Ovis de Rabnosin that's tucked away, where there was a fundamental difference in terms of their outlook when it came to Torah. Beis Shammai would only teach Torah to someone that's Chacham, Anav, Ben, Aves, and Asher. Beis Shammai would only teach, Beis would teach Torah to everybody. And they said, do the math, statistically speaking, you think that only from the Shiny Eden, there's been many, many people that really you would have thought on paper wouldn't make it. And tremendous Tavayatzumayam Tzadikim Chasidim Uksheru. Either way, what's this machloikis between Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel? It's Shammai and Hillel. That's what it is. Beis Shammai was following Shammai in our Gemara. Beis Hillel was following Hillel in our Gemara. The way Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky said, these were the Shittas. It was Beis Shammai, Shammai, Rabbi Gamliel the Yavna. It was Beis Hillel. It was Hillel. And it was Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah. Either way, this is the gift that keeps on giving. Brachas Dav Chavches. But Hafoichba, the Kulaba, these two schools of thought, two different ways of looking at the world. Of course, the Baskol said, Eilu ve'elu divrei Elokim chayim. The halacha ki Beis Hillel. That's the second aura. The third and the final aura is, so the ger comes to Hillel and he tells him, teach me kol ha-Torah kula regal achas. And Hillel said, okay, no problem. It's not an issue. He tells him like this. This is what you have to know. Madaloch sini lechavrich loy savit. Something that you wouldn't want done to you, don't do to your friend. He said, that's kol ha-Torah kula. Ve'iduch Perusha Zil Gemar. The rest of it is just a pirish. That's just a commentary. Zil Gemar, if you want, you can go learn it. The rest of it, you don't have to worry about. The Marsha, in his Chedushei Agadis, on this Gemara, asks two questions. He says, if you think about it for a second, those words, Madaloch Sini Lechavrich Loy Savid, is really V'yahavta L'Reyacha Kamoicha. There's just two differences.
Number one, the Haftarech Kamoichas Lashon Kodesh, Madalach Sni Lachavar Klai Savid is Lashon Aramish. It's Aramaic. Number two, the Haftarech Kamoichas like a mitzvah saseh. Go positively, proactively do something to your friend that you would want done to you. Via Haftarech Kamoichas. Dalach Sni Lachavar Klai Savid, that's don't do something that you would. It's Belashon Shlili. It's in the negative. And the truth is, the Marsha says, if you're not sure, take a look at the Targum Yonison on the Pasuk. V'yohavta l'reyecha kamoicha ani Hashem. V'sirchame l'chavroch, d'man ant sonilach, lo savidle ano Hashem. He says, don't do something that to someone that you wouldn't want done to you. Gemara, Mesech Tishabes, Daf Lamed Aleph. It's the Gemara that we just learned. But the point is that Loch Se Lechavrach Lai Sabbat is really V'yahavta L'reyecha Kamoicha. It's Freik to Marsha, why didn't Hill just say V'yahavta L'reyecha Kamoicha? So he says, the reason he said it B'Loshan Aramaic, and not in Loshan HaKadosh, that doesn't bother me. Because this person probably didn't speak Loshan Kodesh. He probably spoke Aramaic. Marsha says that Bizman Bayesheni in Yerushalayim, they used to speak in Aramaic. That's probably why he told it to him in Aramaic. It would be the equivalent today of saying it in English. So make perfect sense why he told it to him in Aramaic. He said, but why did he say that Loch Sidachavach Loisavid? What he should have told him was, V'yahavtal Reyacha Kamoicha. So the Marsha says a very big Kiddush. He says, because the truth is, V'yahavtal Reyacha Kamoicha is not meant to be taken literally. Right, the words V'yahavtal Reyacha Kamoicha sound like, they sound like there's an idea that a person is supposed to literally love his friend the way he loves himself. Says the Marsha, can't be. Not just that, there isn't even a chiv to take care of your friend the way you take care of yourself. Because we know Chazal say Chayecha Koidem L'Chayi Chaveiroi. So it's not true. There's no such thing of the Ahavta L'Reyecha Kamoicha. So if you would want something for yourself, you have to go now and find all your friends and you have to give it to them also. There's no such halacha. You know, practically speaking, what the Ahavta L'Reyecha Kamoicha means? It means Dalach Senich L'Chaver Klei Savid. That's exactly what it means. And it's for that reason, that's what Hillel told him. Because Hillel was just teaching what it really means. The Pasik is V'Ahavta L'Reyecha Kamoicha. That's the Torah Shabbat. But you need the Torah Shabbat Peh. The Torah Shabbat Peh, the Ahavta L'Reyecha Kamoicha, says the Marsha is not literally love your friend the way you love yourself. There's no such thing. It makes no sense. Not possible. Not just that you don't even have to do for your friend what you would do for yourself. Because Chayecha Koidem L'Chayi Chaveri. All it means is, Madalachse L'Chaver Klei Savid. And it's for that reason the Marsha told him, that's what he said. Hillel was essentially teaching the Ahavta L'Reyecha Kamoicha in the practical sense. The truth is, this idea that the Ahavta L'Reyecha Kamoicha, although it can be understood literally, wasn't meant to be taken literally, already was said by the Rishonim, way before the Marsha. The Ramban in his Pirush al HaTorah says, quote, V'tam v'yohavta l'reyacha kamoicha haflogo. It's an exaggeration. It's not possible. You can't love your friend the way you love yourself. No such thing. So we know it's not something that's possible. So what then does it mean? So the Ramban says a different shot than the Marsha. What it means is you should want good for your friend the way you want good for yourself. You should daven for your friend the way you daven for yourself. You should really want that your friend should have all the good things in the world just like you want yourself to have the good things in the world. Doesn't mean you give it to him. Doesn't mean you should love him in a deep place. Ahavas nefesh, kahavas dove v'yoynesen. That's aflogo. Torah's not asking you to do something that's not possible to do. So what then does it mean, says the Ramban? It means you should want it. Either way, we have two pshatim of what v'yahavta l'reyecha kamoicha means. The Marsha in his Chiddush Yagod, the Shabbos Lamed Aleph, says it means what Hillel told the Ger. The Ramban said a different shot. The Ramban says you should want good for your friend. Daven for him. You should forgive him. But not literally that you have to go ahead and love him that way. And you certainly don't have to give him things the way you would give it for yourself. The Rambam in Hilchas Deis, Perik Vav, Halacha Dalet, Halacha Gimel brings the Halacha of Yahavta L'reyecha Kamoicha. Mitzvah kol adam lev is called echad echad miyisrael kegufay. Shenema v'yahavta l'reyecha kamoicha. L'fichach says the Rambam tzarich l'saper b'shvach. So what? So what does it mean? It means you should say nice things about your friend. V'lochus al mamoynoi. And you should try to make sure nothing bad happens to your friend. You want good things for yourself? You should want good things for your friends as well. That's what it means, v'yahavta l'reyecha kamoicha. Says the Rambam halacha dalet. Ahava sager. But there's a different type of ahava. There's another mitzvah in the Torah of ahava. And this is ahava for the ger, the convert. We're coming full circle on the daf. Shabov v'nichnas tachas kanfei hashchina. Who came and he was megayer. Shtei mitzvahs, I say. This Ahava, this person, you have two mitzvahs aseis to love. Achas, you have to love neishu b'chal reiv. You have to rechak kamoich. He's no worse than anyone else. V'achas from neishu hu ger. V'atayra omra v'ahavta mesager. Meaning, the Rambam says, there's a mitzvah v'ahavta l'reachak kamoicha. But there's also a mitzvah of v'ahavtem esager. There's a separate mitzvah to love the ger. It's a special mitzvah that you have regarding the ger. Says the Rambam, so when it comes to havas ager, it's not one mitzvah, it's two mitzvahs. But listen to what the Rambam says. Tziva, this is one of the most incredible lines in the Yad Chazaka. Tziva la havas ager, the Rambam says, if you medayik the pasuk, when the Torah said you shall love the ger, the Torah used the same exact sprach, the same lashon that he used when it came to loving HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It says v'yahavtem es ager, and it says v'yahavta es Hashem alekecha. V'yahavtem es ager, you shall love the ger the same way you love HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's unbelievable, says the Rambam. So he says, you want to know what it means to have a sager? Like v'yahavtem es Hashem alekecha. In other words, ahava sager is not just two mitzvahs aseis. It's a different type of mitzvah. V'yahavt re'ach kachamoich is one thing, and v'yahavtem esager is another thing. I saw Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky in his Emes Liyakim and Parashas Kedoshim on this pasuk. So he says, well, what's the difference? What was the Rambam being medayik? So he says, the Rambam was being medayik v'yahavto l're'acho versus v'yahavtem esager. V'yahavto l're'acho kamoich, the Rambam stood like the Ramban. You have to want good things for him. You don't have to physically love him. V'yahavta esager, the chefts of the ger, you have to love. Where else do you find that, says the Rambam? You find that by HaKadosh Baruch Hu. V'yahavta es Hashem alekecha. So we're being mashva, the ahava that a person has to have for the ger, to the ahava that a person has to have for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You know, there's a famous tshuva in the Rambam's tshuvas. It's Shailos HaTshuvas HaRambam Simen Shin Samach Tes. It was a letter that was written to a ger, Rab Avadya HaGer. Rabbi Avadya Ager was a Muslim, and he converted to Judaism. He became a Yid. And it seems that he was having a vikuach with his Rebbe who was a Yid, not a Ger, whether Islam is Avodah Zarah or whether it's not Avodah Zarah. Avadya Ager tainted that Islam is not Avodah Zarah. His Rebbe said that Islam is Avodah Zarah. Either way, this Avadya Ager decided that he's going to resolve this question. He's going to ask the Urim V'Tumim. He's going to be V'kamtav al Elisa al Amokim. And he sent the question to the Rambam. He said, Rambam, Yoreinu Rabbeinu. He said, help us. We need to resolve this dispute. I hold that Islam is not Avodah Zarah. And my Rebbe holds that it is Avodah Zarah. Please help us out. And then he wrote to him. And then he wrote him in the tshuva. He says, by the way, that in the course of our conversation, while we were discussing this issue, my Rebbe was mechay embarrassed me. He told me I could tell fin vudi shtams because of the way that you're going ahead and because of what you're saying. It's not mamish what he said, but he was mecharef him and megadef him a little bit. And they mentioned that to him in the letter of the Rambam. Either way, the Rambam wrote a tshuva. Now, we learned Avodah Zarah together as a chabura, so we know the Rambam Shita. The Rambam Shita is that Christianity is Avodah Zarah, but Islam is not Avodah Zarah. Not like the Bali Tosfos and Rabbeinu Tam and Avodah Zarah Daf Beis Amud Aleph and Bechayrus, where the Bali Tosfos were of the opinion that Christianity was not Avodah Zarah and Islam was Avodah Zarah. But regardless, the Rambam Shita, the Rambam lived in a Muslim world, the Rambam was of the opinion that Christianity is Avodah Zarah, which incidentally had no practical bearings on the Rambam really, he lived in Egypt, but Islam was not Avodah Zarah. So the Rambam Lishi Tosoi says, Elu Ayishma Elim Einam Ovdei Avodah Zarah Klal. And he goes ahead and he says his Shita to Rabbi Avadya again. And then he tells him at the end. He says, so I want you to know you're right and your Rebbe is wrong. That's what the Rambam told him. Then he said, Vasher Heshivcha Rabcha Shaloi Kahoigen. He says, you know, your Rebbe went ahead and he answered you Shaloi Kahoigen. That Tzivcha Vechlimcha Vikarocha Ksil, he called you a fool. Avera Gedoyla Biyadai. What he did was a terrible Avera. Vechet Gadol Chata. He sinned terribly. Vikarev Be'enai Shashoi Giku. Veroyle Levakish Mimcha Mechila. He has to ask you Mechila. And even though you're his Talmud, and he's the Rebbe, so a Rebbe's allowed to talk to a Talmud. It's Roik Mara LeTalmidim. It doesn't matter. He should ask you Mechila, even though you're the Talmud. V'achakach, after he asks you Mechila, Yotzim, he should fast. V'yizek, he should scream. V'yispal, he should daven. V'yichna, he should have achna. Ula yischaper loy, v'yimcha loy akel yisalem. Maybe the Eibishter will forgive him for what he did. Says the Rambam, v'chi shikr haya? It's been medayik l'shayde azov shal Rambam. Was he under the influence when he said this? V'lo yada, doesn't he know shebishloishim v'shishim v'koymas hazir ha-toyra la-ger? That in 36 places the Torah was mazir, said you have to be careful the way you talk to a ger. V'ayeh Dover, the Geloi Soina, the Ainaz Dvarim. What? How did he miss all this? And then he continued. He said, Ilu Amar Huha Emes, Vihisat Atoya, had he been right and you've been wrong, Hayolai Lahazbal Chapanim, even then, said the Rambam, he should have told it to you, the Savior Ponim Yafois. Uladabal Charakois, Kolshkein Shah Marta Ha Emes Vuataya. So if you say Shtusim and he's going and he's embarrassed, New York, Gareth 36:11, for Oi, Shazed Dorish, Acha Yishmaelim, and Mehma Vidazorim laugh. He says, I don't understand. He was going, he was getting all excited that the Yishmaelim are Oivde Avodah Zarah. He's so worried about Avodah Zarah. He could tell from the tshuva a little bit what the context over here was. He said, Hayolai Lachash La'atzmai. Why wasn't he worried about himself? Alakas Shekas. He was angry at you when he embarrassed you. V'karamru Chazal Kolakoyes. Ki'ilu Oivde Avodah Zarah. Said the Rambam, I don't understand, he's all worried about the Yishmaelim, if they're Oivde Avodah Zarah, Erzlachan Oivde Avodah Zarah. He was a koyes, a Musa Shmuz from the Rambam. He's a koyes, Kilo Oivde Avodah Zarah. He says, Da Yishino Shechoyva Shechiyav Tonu Atayra La Gerim Gedoilami. The obligation we have to take care of the Gerim is very important. Alo Ov, Alo Em, listen to this. On a father and a mother, Nitztavenu Bekavadu Meira. Kabed Es Avicha Vasimecha, Ish Imai Va'aviv Tiro. Ala Neviyin, Lishmoy Olehem, Elof Tishmon. But the Efshishi, Chabad Adam, the Yira, the Yishma, Misha Inay Avoy, doesn't say you have to love your father, doesn't say you have to love your mother, it doesn't say you have to love a Navi, you have to be Mechabed, you have to have Yira, you have to listen, doesn't say anywhere anything about a Hava. But Va'ala Gerim says the Ramam Tzivanu be a Hava Rabba, Hamisura Lelev, Va'ahavta Mesager says the Ramam Kemoshet Tzivanu Leva Shmoy, Va'ahavta Sashem Alekechas, the Ramam Lushita saying the Yad Chazako. It's the same deal that just like it says, it says v'ahavta mesager. There's a concept of v'ahavta mesager, just like v'ahavta Hashem alekecha. You know, it's amazing. The Gemara says Shimon am Suni hayodorish kolasim shabatayra. He came to Hashem alekecha tira pirish. He couldn't figure anything out. Ad shabara b'yakiva, and he said Hashem alekecha tira. The rabbis bring the chum, and everybody says, "What's the pshat? Why couldn't Shimon am Suni darshin as Hashem alekecha tira?" He says, "Because who are you going to equate to Hakadosh Baruch Hu? You have to have Yiras Shemayim and who?" Who else? There's no end. It's not possible, Hashem Alekecha Tira. Here you have a Rambam that equates V'ahavta Mesager to V'ahavta Hashem Alekecha. Havta Hashem Alekecha is a much bigger madrego than V'ahavta Mesager. And by the way, if you're not sure, if you go through the Rambam in the end of Hilchas Tshuva, where he talks about the madrego of V'ahavas Hashem, U'mayla zuhi mayla gedoyla ad ma'oid, V'in kol chocham zoychala, V'keitzad y'ahava aruya, Hu sheyev es Hashem ahava gedoyla yaseira rabba aza ad ma'oid, Ad shetik nafshe kshura V'ahavas Hashem v'nimtza choygi betomid. This Rambam that we always speak out. But the point is, we're somehow equating the Ahavta Masager to the Ahavta Hashem Alekecha. It gives you an idea of what this is all about. Either way, this is what he told him, and he was so upset at him, and it goes on and on and on, and he gives him a bracha at the end. He says, Misha Berach Es Avram Rabach. Imagine, the Rambam gives him a Misha Berach. He says, Misha Berach Avram Rabcha, v'nasam loy schare by lamazel loy lamabo, hu yivarech oischa, v'yitei lecha scharcha kara'oi ba'oi lamazel ula'oi lamabo, v'yarech yomecha, ad shetoyra v'mishpetei Hashem lecha ladose v'yiske oischa lirois b'chol anechama yiso hasidois li Yisrael, v'hoya atoiva hu ad sheyeitev Hashem imonu, v'itav melcha ki Hashem diber toiva Yisrael Moshe ben Ramayman. Unbelievable. This is the letter that he wrote, and he ends up with this epic Misha Berach. Either way, what you see is that there's a fundamental difference between the Ahavta L'Reyacha Kamoicha and the Ahavta Mesagev. Ahavta L'Reyacha Kamoicha is like the Marsha says. It's Madalach Zil Chavrach Leisav. That's why that's what Hillel told the Ger. Ahavta L'Reyacha Kamoicha says the Ramban is Pirush Al Torah. That's a haflogo. It's an exaggeration. But when it comes to the Ger, there's an idea of the Ahavta Esager. Esag, you literally have to love him. A real Ahava. Hava Mesur L'Lev. It's Hukish to v'ahavtas Hashem alekecha, like the Rambam says in his Yad Chazak in Hilchis Deis, and like the Rambam said in his letter to Avadya the Ger.